How do we win in online business now that AI can dish out information in seconds? What does that mean for our digital offers, our coaching, our services? What makes someone choose you in a world where a prompt can replicate so much? I have spent the last year and a half preparing and shifting members inside my scalable business school community to excel in this new era, and the last few weeks and months flying around the country to be in rooms with industry leaders talking about exactly what is coming. And I am so damn excited to share all of it with you here on the show. This is part one of a two-part series on how to future-proof your business right now. Today, we talk about the moats around your business, the things that protect you, the defensibility, the reason someone chooses you over an AI tool. Next week, we talk about the elevators, the things that help you grow faster, move further, and give you even more freedom, lifestyle, and space in your business. The ability to serve more people, being empowered even more than ever, to end always on with the tools available to us as biz owners. Moats protect you from AI. Elevators take you and your students up using AI. Both matter in perfect balance, and I am bringing this straight from my inside spaces and the rooms I've been in to you. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. Oh my gosh, I am so excited for this episode. And I am so excited for next week's episode too, because honestly, these two episodes together might be the most important ones I have recorded in a really long time. I have been sitting on all of this for weeks now, letting it marinate, talking about it inside my scalable business school, talking about it with other industry leaders. And now I want to share it here with you too, because it's a conversation we all need to be having. Because something is shifting in online business right now, and I do not want you to be the woman who misses it. I want you to be the woman who sees it, gets ahead of it, and builds a business that not only thrives through this shift, but actually becomes more valuable because of it. And look, I want to bring you a really specific energy to this episode too. There is a lot of noise out there right now about what isn't working anymore. Courses are dead is the one you might hear thrown around, but every time I open my phone, I feel like I hear this is dead or that is dead thrown around without nuance. And I am going to address that head on today, but I want to do it through a lens of excitement, not fear, because the reality I am seeing is not scary at all. The reality I am seeing is that there are so many people actually growing online right now. My scalable business school students, the women I am mentoring inside my inner circles, my peers, my biz besties are growing right now. They are launching scalable offers that are selling. They are hitting revenue goals. They are having months that look like, how the heck is this happening right now? And it is not by accident. It is because of their business models and approaches. In my world, because of what I have been teaching inside these spaces for the past year and a half. The exact two things we are talking about across this episode and next. And I have also been spending the last few weeks in some truly incredible rooms with industry leaders, with the people who are shaping where online business is going. And the conversations in those rooms are about what is being built, what is here, what is coming, how the women and the businesses who move with this shift are going to absolutely thrive and how we can do all of this while still having the lifestyle, the freedom, the flexibility, the lives we actually want, and giving the absolute best outcomes to the people on the other side of our offers. So this episode and next week's are me bringing all of that straight from those rooms and from my inside spaces out to you, because I don't want you having to wait to hear it. I want you getting ahead of this now. Now, before we get into it, let me say this really clearly, because in today's episode, we are going to talk about how information only is what is hurting people and how to fix that. But when I say that, I do not mean courses are dead. I still have a course in my world. I have students who are making multiple five figures every single month with course models that absolutely work for them. There is nothing wrong with courses, and I'm not here to trash them. But what I am seeing is a very real shift in what makes a course or a digital offer of any kind actually work best right now, and what makes it sell and deliver in a way that you can feel truly confident about. And that shift is what this two-parter is about. The way I want you to think about it is this: every business needs two things right now, moats and elevators. Moats are the things that protect your business, the defensibility, the reason someone chooses you over a free AI tool or a generic piece of content. Moats are what keep you safe. Elevators are the things that help you move faster, get higher, reach more people, deliver better outcomes without burning yourself out. Elevators are what help you fly, and you need both, not one or the other, both in the right balance. Today, this episode is all about moats, the humanness you need to bake into your business to be defensible against AI, the two things that matter most for this. Then next week, we talk about elevators, the AI leverage side, how I am using AI inside my own business and inside my programs to get my students getting faster outcomes and me working less while my impact grows. Together, these are the two halves of the future-proof business. And just quickly, because I am so damn excited about this too, I recently announced a live event just for my Scalable Business Society community, where we are getting in the room together for two powerful days to build exactly this out for their businesses. Moats and elevators side by side in real time with me. For those of you new to my world, Scalable Business School is my 12-month mentorship program where I help women build and grow their scalable online businesses with the marketing, the offers, and the models that actually work. You can check out the link to SBS in the show notes if you want to learn more. But that live event is happening soon and I cannot wait. But I want to start this conversation here on the show too. So let's dive in. Let's get into the moats. Let's talk about what is actually shifting right now in digital offers and what is protecting the women who are thriving. Okay, moat number one, your secret sauce, your unique methods or mechanisms, your differentiator. Call it what you want. This is what is going to help you win in the new era. And I want to say this right up front, because I think a lot of people hear secret sauce and their brain immediately goes, oh gosh, what is my secret sauce? I don't think I have one. I'm not special enough. I'm not different enough. Got to love that imposter syndrome for us all, right? But let me cut that off right now. You do have one. Every single one of you has one. I promise. The question is not whether you have a secret sauce. The question is whether you are looking for it intentionally and whether you are actually showing it, showing that system or story in your marketing, in your ads, on your sales page, owning it, and whether you are building your offers around it. Because when you do this, you own something AI can never dish out. And that is a signature way. Your secret sauce is the way you teach this thing, your own method, your own system, your own story, the lived experience that has shaped how you see what you do, the opinions you have because you have walked a path that no one else has walked, the watching and the knowing you have gathered over the years of doing this thing in real life with real people getting real results. That is your secret sauce. And it's an edge because it's damn valuable. Like a craved homemade meal from a secret family recipe that fills you with this deeply satisfying and safe feeling when you dine on it, or the satisfaction after eating the chef's recommendation at a beautiful restaurant with some amazing people around you, versus fast food alone from McDonald's as you speed through your day. Sure, there is a place for fast food. People consume it. It exists. It does a job. But that hasn't replaced the craving for homemade food, the special feeling learning and using Nonna's recipes. That joy of going out to a restaurant with special people for a meal, you know, is also better quality and likely better for you than McDonald's. Fast food and these other things can exist together in the world, just like AI and your own offers. Your secret sauce is what has people craving you versus AI. And it is the single most valuable thing you own right now because it is the one thing AI literally cannot replicate. Let me give you a really concrete example of what I mean, because I want this to land properly. Someone can go to AI right now and say, give me 5 low ticket offer ideas for a parenting coach. And within 30 seconds, AI will spit out 5 ideas. They will look decent on the surface. They'll have nice titles. They'll sound plausible. A brand new business owner could look at that list and think, great, I'll go build one of those. But I can look at those exact same 5 ideas using my digital product to profit method, which is my signature system, and help you know which ones will absolutely flop before they're even built. I know because people have come to me from using AI tools with flopped offers, and I could see immediately what was wrong and turn them around or move them to the right offer. And personally, I have sold over 60,000 of my own low-ticket offers, and I have helped the sale of tens of thousands more with my students. There is 10,000 lessons there that people don't even know to ask AI about that I can tell them straight up about in my support to them. That is my secret sauce. That is my moat. One of the many, just like you have many. You have your own version of this. But what you will see me do is talk about that everywhere. Every one of my offers is surrounded by marketing that communicates this. My brand is full of it. And a little spoiler alert that one of the elevators I use in my business is my specially trained AI to help me identify and write and excel in this marketing. But that is for next week's episode. The core of this is that you have a moat that will make you in part defensible against AI. And if you want to survive in an AI world, you have to step up in using it, positioning it in your offers, building offers around this, then going damn focused on showing this. And then when you have that foundation, when it's in every offer, when it's something you can stand there and say, you can't get this via AI, that is when we add the next element in. Moat number 2, which is that secret sauce information paired with transformation, experience, community, momentum, that extra humanness, that extra support and speed and experience beyond information to help your people reach goals, something more than AI could ever provide. And this is where things start to get really, really exciting because moat 1, your secret sauce, is the foundation. That has to be there. But moat 2 has always been what I see. Turn a good offer into an unforgettable one. Has always turned a good business into one that is deeply impactful, soul-feeding, and thriving. But women who are building with this so intentionally in mind right now, they are the ones that are future-proofing. And even right now, pulling ahead fast. Moat 2 is now a non-negotiable in core offers in your business. And it's what will keep you, your offers, and your clients and customers thriving. And to explain this idea and moat more, I want to let Nonna back into our conversation for this part because I think she explains this better than any framework ever could. In moat 1, I talked about Nonna's secret recipe, that craveable home-cooked meal that fills you with that deeply satisfying, safe feeling. And moat 1 is kind of like Nonna's cookbook, right? Information from your secret source is like Nonna's cookbook on a shelf. Still valuable, still reached for, still beautiful. The recipes in there may sell super well as a low ticket offer, but that is a whole different discussion for another day under my digital product to profit method. But for longer, bigger transformations, like imagine a person wanting to master all the recipes before they host Christmas Day, make the perfect menu and surprise everyone. They want to cook confidently for their family. To not just have a cookbook, but to really master something in their future. This is when Moat 2 comes in. Information paired with transformation is the cook by Christmas customer journey or experience or transformation support you build on top of your knowledge. Still wildly scalable, still a lifestyle business, still never always on. Offers filled with flexibility for you, but also the things that make people look at your offer in a world filled with information and say, yep, I can see why this is so valuable. This is something I can't just get through AI or YouTube. It's not as secret sauce recipes, but paired with that humanness, like access to regular group cooking class, where you walk out full with friends, knowing exactly how to make the meal again tomorrow, feeling like you are making real progress, where you ate the meal together and gave feedback so you are more confident come that Christmas Day lunch and dinner, where you saw each other break through and celebrated their progress and were inspired by it, where Nonna helped you with little tweaks and encouraged you, or added tips you didn't even know to ask for, where Nonna mastered AI, go Nonna, and there was a tool that helped you personalize the recipes without losing the core magic Nonna put in there. It gave you recipe lists for what you wanted to practice cooking that week and reminded you, it tracked the recipes you mastered and what left to go. Planned Christmas dinner with you when you told it who was coming and gave you a run sheet for the day and all portions needed. Nonna maybe audits this even. That is information paired with transformation. Same recipes, same secret sauce, completely different outcome. And here's what I want to be really clear about, because this is where people panic. This is not Nonna in the kitchen cooking the meals for everyone. It is not Nonna running a full-time kitchen herself. And I want to put that in perspective for you now, because you are Nonna and you want a scalable business, and you 1000% can have that. That cooking class might be 1 hour a month, or it might be the online cooking community you made where people share their photos and their progress and cheer each other on, or the app you made that goes with your program and tracks people as they cook their way through, or the special new recipe you drop once a month for the season on top of the book, or the tool you built with AI that personalizes the recipes to someone's exact family without losing your signature magic. And the beauty of this is you design these layers once, or you set them up to run on a rhythm that works for you. Not a rhythm that chains you to the kitchen. You can be in the garden picking herbs. You can be with your family. You can be dreaming up new recipes with your feet up while your people are using your secret sauce that you bottled up once and sold ongoing. With this extra layer on top that sets you apart from AI or just information completely, and that is the moat. And I know how powerful this is because I accidentally built this years ago in my business and have been teaching people since, because it was gold standard scalable offers before. But now in the new world, it's the gold that you need to thrive. I have taught, for example, memberships or experiential courses for years now, offers that are so light lift but impactful for the people inside. I run a membership, for example, of around 500 people that takes me 5-ish hours per week to run. It has industry-leading retention rates. It is insanely easy to bring people inside, because it uses this idea of secret sauce plus a layer of experience and a focus on transformation. And a lot of this experience and transformation is actually supported with AI, and we will discuss that next week too. But here is where I want to leave you on this note. You don't have to overhaul everything. You don't have to change your whole business goals or even offers. You need to innovate and make scalable offers with these moats around them. So you have to start asking the question, where in my world could I add a little more experience for my people? Where could I add a community layer? Where could I create a little more momentum, a little more feedback, a little more life inside my offers? And how can I make sure I add these, run these things, innovate these things without being always on? And how am I communicating this all better? Small additions, big shifts, because every time you layer a dose of transformation on top of your secret sauce, you are making your offer more valuable, more defensible, more unforgettable. You are giving your people a better result. You are giving yourself a more scalable, more joyful business. That is moat number two. And combined with moat one, this is what I see keeping the women in my world completely thriving right now. And I want to remind you why this matters so much right now, because we are standing at the beginning of the most exciting era for female online business owners I have ever seen. If you prepare for this, I mean it. I have been doing this for years now. I have watched the industry shift, change, evolve, boom, slow, boom again, and everything in between, and have ridden and supported people through every wave. And I have never been more excited about what is possible for the women in my world than I am in this moment. Because yes, things are shifting and you need to shift too. Yes, AI is changing the game. Yes, the old playbook needs updating, but there is this new invitation for all of us to step into this next era with so much opportunity if you harness it. with tools that take even more load off us, with an invitation to be more human with the humanness mode, with the elevation of AI running more things and giving us more freedom. It is an invitation for women like you to step into the new era of online business with more clarity, more strategy, and more intentionality than ever before. And to get ahead, if you felt like you missed the last wave of offers that boomed, this is the next wave. And it's an invitation to stop building the version of the business you were told you had to build a few years ago and start building the business that actually fits the world we are in and the lives we actually want, a business with moats around it and elevators inside of it. Which brings me to two things. One, next week's episode, because everything I have talked about today has been about defending your business, but there is a whole other side of this conversation, and that is about using AI as the most incredible leverage you have ever had available to you in your business. Not to replace the parts where you should be most human, not to water you down, but to elevate you and your people, to help you move faster, to help them get results faster, to help you impact even more people without burning out or being always on, deliver better outcomes to your students, free up even more of your time. And the list goes on. That is what next week's episode is all about. The elevators, the AI edge, how I am using AI inside my own business, how I am giving my students AI-powered tools. I've built them inside the Scalable Business School community to scale their impact without scaling their workload, with more planned in all my spaces. How you can start using AI as leverage right now in a way that lifts you up instead of watering you down. And I am so excited for you to hear it. I cannot wait to share part two with you next Tuesday. And number two, if you know right now as you are listening to this that you want to be in the room for all of this, if you want my digital product to profit method and my core offer methods around light lift memberships and experiential courses, if you want my support with your secret sauce, your positioning, your messaging, your ads, me, my humanness in your business with you. If you want to be at this upcoming two-day event where we are building out exactly this for my students live in real time in the room together, if you want to learn how to use AI in your business in a way that actually works, if you want to be one of the women who moves into this next era with clarity, strategy, and a community of incredible women in the next era alongside you, then the Scalable Business School is for you. The Scalable Business School is my 12-month mentorship program. It is where I pour everything I know into helping women like you build the kind of scalable, defensible, freedom-filled, anti-always-on business we have been talking about today, and doors are opening to the next cohort very, very soon. So here is what I would love you to do. Head over to Instagram right now and DM me the acronym SBS, or check the show notes for the link and check out the wait list that has transparency so you can see if this program is for you. And if it is, pop your name on the wait list before doors open, because the women on the wait list get first access and the earliest chance to grab a spot before anyone else, because it is very capped. Whatever you choose to do though, I cannot wait to support you to navigate this in one way or the other, and already can't wait to chat through your elevators in next week's episode. Until then, here's to you getting seen, loved, selling, and scaling in this next era. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.